On the phone now with Gene from 95.7 The Rock, organizing the Big Bikes for Little Tykes ride through the Cooley region to on Saturday, like 30,000 people riding. not quite that many.
Not 30,000, but no. We certainly hope for a good showing for our annual charity ride, you bet.
Yeah, I mean, it's hundreds though, right?
Yeah, we hope so. There's a way for people to pre-register right now, and that's through our website at 957therock.com. They can do that today. They can also go to Rudy's Drive-In today and register there in person. And then tomorrow, that website will be still up until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And then we will have registration Saturday, day of registration starting at 10 o'clock at Harley-Davidson in Onalaska.
How many years have you been doing this?
A lot. We were trying to figure that out this morning. At least 16.
Okay.
For the first few years, it was benefiting the Children's Miracle Network, but about 14 years ago, I think we changed it to benefit a particular child from our area that's battling a serious illness, and then make a wish for that child and their family to come true and really connect with, you know, families that are going through very difficult times in our area, and we've been doing that ever since.
I mean, you're kind of like a guardian angel that swoops in and kind of lifts a family up, sort of. I mean, not you personally, but this event. I mean, is that sort of how you see it?
Oh, I see it as moving in so many ways. First of all, the bikers and the people who support this event year after year, I mean, they're the real heroes, right? Because without them, it wouldn't exist. So I thank them always. And then, you know, I think it makes a wish for these families and gives them opportunities to have experiences or travel at a very difficult time, you know, not only financially, but emotionally and spiritually. But I think it does as much for everybody surrounding them to see, you know, the look on their face and to be part of, you know, what's happening to them. It's just, it's a really moving day, and it always is something I'm very proud of.
Gene from 95.7 The Rock, the station that's organizing Big Bikes for Little Tykes, the ride through the Cooley region on Saturday to benefit Donovan Johnson. Donovan Johnson is the beneficiary of it this year. How do you decide who is your beneficiary?
Well, that takes a lot of work. We start in usually beginning of the year, so in January. And, you know, we've done this ride for a long time, so we obviously have liaisons at our medical facilities here and, you know, people that work with these families. And Donovan is from Arcadia, and he's 12. He has a twin brother, Damien. And, you know, you've got a child impacted, obviously, a family impacted, and then a twin impacted, right, who spent months. He's got a rare aggressive form of abdominal cancer, basically. It starts there, and diagnosed at 10, has been out of school for about a year and a half with long stays at Mayo, a very experimental treatment at UW-Madison Hospital where he stayed for a long time, and his brother by his side, right? Mm-hmm. Long hospital stays for both of them. So he's in remission right now after radiation and chemo and, you know, really just a very difficult period. And we thought that both of those boys deserve to go have some fun together and celebrate where they're at. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish, as well as maybe ease a little bit of the financial burden for mom.
Yeah. Donovan selected a water park in Ohio. Do you have any idea how that came about?
Well, I talked to mom because we were like, you know, I was like, here's some things we've done in the past, right? And I listed out, you know, some trips, some Disney, obviously swimming with the dolphins. There was a fishing trip in Canada.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, it depends on the child. And she kind of left it up to him, and they did some research on the internet. And one of the reasons I think they picked it is they don't want to fly because of just where he's at. And so they wanted somewhere that they could drive. And he hasn't been able to get in water in, like, a couple of years. Mm. And so this combines a water park, an amusement park, and then an experience on the Great Lakes, because they'll be on Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a large extended family. He has many siblings other than his twin, and so they wanted somewhere where they could all travel to and really have a great time together. So I think that, you know, and plus it probably looks amazing in pictures, and he was like, that's it, Wally World, I'm going.
And, you know, it's a trip that really lifts up the heart. That's really kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, like I said, it really is that day when you know, those families don't necessarily know what to experience. I'm calling, I'm a stranger, I'm like, hey, do you want to participate in this? And sure, and they learn more about it, but then to see them see the support from our region on Saturday when people are out, you know, riding for them and shaking their hands. It really, it lifts the spirits. And Mitch, everyone's welcome. So all kinds of bikes, even people who want to do it in vehicles, can follow the map through the Cooley region. A beautiful ride this year. Make the stops at, you know, along the route, and then join us. That party is open as well at the Onalaska American Legion starting at 3 o'clock. We'll have food and beverages and live music, and that's from 3 until 6 at the Legion, open to anyone who wants to come and support.
Jean from 95.7 The Rock, she's the station that's organizing Big Bikes for Little Tykes. It's their event to benefit Donovan Johnson on Saturday. Jean, let me ask you this. How does this impact you? I mean, how does this affect you?
Well, you know, I get to know some really amazing people through the process. I mean, some of these families I've stayed in, you know, touch with for years, and I know that we have the support of a number of them coming out on Saturday. We had a donation from a family that we rode for a number of years ago this year, whose son has passed, and you know, it's really moving. And the day of, I always try to take a step back and look around and say, you know, this is really a cool thing, and we are blessed, and we should feel good about our health and share with those who are struggling. So yeah, it's a big event for me personally.
You've had some, I mean, there's been some difficult stories that have gone along with this. Is that a struggle for you at times when you deal with some of these kids, and some of them aren't, you know, some of them are terminal. And I mean, you, like you said, one of the children have passed. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, a number, unfortunately, have over the years. We've been doing it for a long time. And you know, some of the an amazing rock listener, his name is Garrett. We rode for him 10 years ago, and he's, you know, a grown-up now. And so that's awesome. I get to see him all the time, and you know, I've become friends with a number of moms and dads, and we've been to a number of funerals, you know. And so it's important, I think, to show support to children and families who may not have that kind of exposure to have fun together. That's the other thing. You know, this enables them, you know, to pay some bills and stuff, but these are families who aren't getting a chance to really go do stuff together and
right,
to say, we've got a couple weeks of life here. We can just enjoy and not worry about the cost and really have some memories together. That's important.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Jean, thanks for all you do. It's amazing stuff. And again, if people want to register, I mean, they register on site, can they still do it on the website?
Yeah, they can register online. Again, 957therock.com will give them information about Donovan, and it will also link them to where they can register today, tonight, tomorrow, until 5 o'clock through that website. And then we'll take donations, obviously, at our building if they want to, at 201 State Street. And then at Harley-Davidson, we'll be there at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
All right. Come one, come all. Jean, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right. Take care. Lacrosse Talk PM and WIZM. I'm Mitch Reynolds. Great event. Really is.